The arrival of H5N1 bird flu in Australia presents serious challenges, especially for wildlife. While bird flu has been plaguing the rest of the world for years, Australia had been free of the virus until a case was identified on June 20. News that numerous wild birds had died from the virus prompted authorities to launch a vaccination campaign, with Victoria's little penguin colonies at St. Kilda and Phillip Island top of the list. Julie Old, Associate Professor in Biology, Zoology, and Animal Science, Western Sydney University, explained the vaccination process in an article with The Conversation. Capturing wildlife to vaccinate them is difficult, particularly because the bird flu vaccination requires they be caught twice for two doses. However, little penguins are flightless, live in colonies, and return at night to the same burrow, making them easier to capture and vaccinate. Most Victorians seemed pleased by the announcement. However, it was not long before anti-vaccination voices appeared on social media. Josh Burns, whose House of Representatives seat of McNamara covers the St. Kilda Penguins, posted on Instagram. The crosspost on Facebook attracted around 3,000 likes and 2,000 comments. Predictably, many of those were trolling the politician with anti-vaccination sentiments. These comments were typical of their responses. "Well, that'll be the end of those little penguins, then," another said. "When the human population wake up, they just move on to wildlife to keep the money flowing." This negativity was no surprise to Mark Andrew. "Oh my God, the cookers will be out in force." Cookerpedia was an Aussie site active during the COVID-19 pandemic. It documented the activities of individuals in Australia who are cookers. Cooker is an Australian slang word for people who believe a wide range of conspiracy theories, whether mainstream or fringe. Mark Gwynn of the Australian National Dictionary Centre shared how the term became an Australianism in an email interview with Global Voices. "We've drafted up an entry for the Australian National Dictionary, so at this stage, we consider this sense to have originated here and to only be used here. Our earliest evidence so far is from 2021 in the context of the COVID pandemic, where it was used as a derogatory term for people protesting the vaccine mandates and lockdowns. It has since grown to include people protesting a range of issues, and as you say, can be synonymous with conspiracy theorist. It's a relatively recent term, so we're still monitoring it, but it has certainly found its way into popular discourse, including parliamentary debate." The satirical website, The Batuta Advocate, posted two stories about bird vaccinations. The first clearly targeted the cookers. Cartoonist Pat Hudson shared his take on Instagram. As the story unfolded, the South Australian Premier, Peter Malinauskas, declared a significant escalation in H5 bird flu in the state after the detection of three mass mortality events involving more than 1,000 greater crested terns. Malinauskas said the cause of the deaths was presumed to be H5 bird flu. State authorities were also investigating a suspected case in a little penguin found on Kangaroo Island, with the Premier telling the state parliament the development was of particular concern. Separately, the Tasmanian government said it was investigating 28 little penguin deaths on King Island, with testing underway to determine whether the birds died of H5 bird flu. In another development, officials detected bird flu in a seal in South Australia. It is the first confirmed case of the H5N1 virus found in mammals down under. So far, 1,000 penguins have been vaccinated. Fortunately, there have been no confirmed infections in domestic animals such as poultry.